All right. So I do have something that I want to address, Rob. And, you know, this is the first time I'm going to voice it. So you're going to be the one that's hearing it for the very first time.
You have a soapbox?
I do. Thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and step on this right now. And then I am reaching out to all of y'all who are listening here. And I know we have a lot of friends who are not only podcast consultants, but are love their gear and do reviews like Ray Ortega and Daniel Lewis. And like, there's so many of our friends who do things like this, like Dave Jackson. So I saw that there was like a plethora of reviews, right? Because a lot of our friends and other podcasting pros out there got some review units to review the Shure MV7, which for absolutely 100%, it is a thing. And we are also excited to have this available to us. They did a great job. And then I started to read a bunch of articles and there are hundreds, Rob, of articles reviewing the new Shure MV7. Every single one of them was a man. Not one female.
Ouch.
Not one female audio production pro. Not one podcasting. There's two off the top of my head. Jen Eads and Jenny Wren have both YouTube videos, and they do have reviews on their YouTube channels. They are pros. That this is their thing. And
but didn't even get one out to iJustine. Wow.
Well, there's that. But anyway, but all I'm saying is that there has to be a little bit of help here. And I'm actually reaching out to my fellow compatriots, if you will, in the podcasting space who do this and do get the review units to really ask the companies to say, like, have you considered giving this to these women that are doing the same work, possibly not seen as much as everybody else. Because interestingly enough, a lot of the female-led communities are really not just in one place. There's really strong communities in Instagram. We obviously, the Facebook group, and we are absolutely 100% influencers. You know, when I went to the last podcast movement that I went to, I had the guys over at Samsung directly come to the Libsyn booth and shake my hand and thank me for sending so many people their way to sell those Samsung Q2Us. And so recognizing that women in the space are a thing and that we actually have buying power and we can influence our audiences would be fantastic. I know Daniel Lewis has advocated for She Podcast in the past. It's why Rode Microphone actually sent me a Rodecaster Pro. They sent Jess a Rode mic. And that's why we talked about it. And we continue to talk about it all the time. Heil Microphones also sent Jess and I the Heil PR30. We've been talking about them as well. We are able to advise at a much greater level. And really, in this point, it's not about we want to get the free stuff. It's the fact that there's a completely underrepresented community where we need to speak from it from a women's point of view. This is how it works. This is why it works for me. And as of now, there is nobody that is giving or even recognizing women who are doing this work in the space at all or their communities. We now have over 18,000 women in the Facebook group for She Podcasts. That's just one.
You should and Jess should be swimming in gear.
And right. Wait,
because you really should.
And it's so anyway, and again, so I'm asking our friends, but also really imploring all of you hardware companies. We love you. I adore your stuff. I love Rode. I love Samsung. I love Shure. We talk about all of these things all the time. Consider expanding your relationships with just not the same dudes. Okay? Okay, I think I was clear. So if anybody would like to reach out directly to me to maybe further the conversation, to have me make connections with some other audio women podcasting pros or other women groups out there that are really influential in this space, please email me, lc@libsyn.com, and I will introduce you and we can, you know, I'll help you expand and sell your product to a place that is thriving right now, a whole entire other audience base that is not what you've been reaching as of late. Okay, I'm going to get off my soapbox now.
Well done.
All right. So-